Blog Talk Radio. video Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in. So again, I'm Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I'm repeating because I am stepping in for Dr. Serena Wright, Apostle Evangelist Prophetess Dr. Serena Wright. I'm stepping in for her because she had a prior engagement that she could not get out of. So tonight we're going to talk about Luke 18, chapter, the first verse, where it says that men ought to always to pray and not faint. A lot of times we find it easy to pray when we're in a desperate situation, or we are praying because we are in want, wanting to be healed, wanting to be set free, wanting to be brought out, wanting somebody else or something else to happen and bless us in such a way. We find ourselves finding it easy to pray. But a lot of times also we find ourselves in a place where when things are going good, we forget to pray. You know, we find ourselves in a good place and we say, well, God knows my heart. Mm-hmm. You will hear me say this a lot in life. I have said it, I'll say it again. Yes, he does know our heart. And he said that there's no good thing that dwells in the heart of man. Because just like I could be saying, oh, I love this, I love that, I could sit back and say, I don't like that no more. Or I don't care for that. Then, you know, we have to get to a place where we are able to say, Lord, right now, you know what's going on. This is a digital program, and anything and everything to be picked up. God to just cut it out, cut it down, make it quick, because I don't want anything getting in the way of what you are trying to do at this time. In Jesus' name, I pray that, and I wait on God to manifest the thing. So I'll have to say something. I will. Can you turn the water off? So what we're going to do is just allow God to bless the program anyway. Okay? Now, what we have going on is the year started off with a couple of things carrying over from last year as far as what was on the news. Also, it started off with things going on with this COVID. We know we need to pray. We know what we need to pray. We know how we need to pray. But at the same time, we forget to pray. And that's one of the things that we have going on in our world, that we don't pray when needed. It says in, what's this, seventh chapter of Second Chronicles, the 14th verse. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now, we know that's what it says in that chapter, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. He says, shall humble themselves and pray. Okay? Now, that's another place of praying when we know that God is able, but yet and still, we are praying and we're waiting for God's manifestation of his word to come to pass, where he said that if we humble ourselves and seek his face, we got to pray. We got to pray that we don't say, oh, ain't nothing happening. It's taking too long. You know, God, are you hearing my prayer? You know, some people want to, you know, back in the old days, they would say, back in the biblical times, they said, well, maybe he's pre-adventure or he's on vacation. God doesn't take vacations. How do you take vacations when you own the world? outer space. You own the heavens. You own the earth. You own all the planets, the stars, the moons. How do you say God takes a vacation when he enjoys everything? And Pastor Troy, I got your message. Yes, I got your message, Pastor Troy. One thing I do know is that when we pray, we need to pray for peace. Peace covers a lot of things. When we pray, we need to pray for a peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Father God, I ask you right now, God, give us peace in our mind. God, give us peace where we get overwhelmed in our mind. God, we can fall on our knees. We can lay our prostrate in front of you, oh God. God, we can call on you because our mind is troubled. When things are seeming to go our way, or the way we want them to go, God, our minds twist and turn and flip and flop and do whatever it feel like doing because, God, we want results and we want it right now. But, God, give us a peace of mind to know that all things work together for those who believe. God, teach us how to give you control over our mind. God, because our minds, you know, the world say our mind is a terrible thing to waste. God, our minds are timid. God, our minds can take control, whether it's good or bad, but God, let us give you control over our minds. Yes, Lord. God, I thank you for having the right spirit, a right mind, God, to want to serve you, to want to just give you full control. God, just cover. Set free our minds, God. The word says that our mind, mine is an idle playground for the devil. God, get hold of our minds. Don't let the enemy take control of our minds, oh Lord. God, continue to teach us how to want you even the more. Continue to teach us how to just let you teach us how to meditate on your word day and night. Lord, continue to teach us how to just give you total control. I say it again, total control over our mind, oh Lord. For you are God and God alone. God, I give you my mind. Every listener, every person that's viewing, whether it's live or in the archives, God, I ask you take control over their mind. I ask them to give you control over their mind. Open up your heart and your mind and let God in. God, we ask you to cover our hearts. Cover our hearts, God. Teach us how to allow you to teach us how to love the way you love. Cover our hearts, Lord, that we don't just let anything and everything in, God. Teach us how to protect our hearts. Oh, God. Teach us how to not let everybody in our circle. God, teach us how to just open our heart up to your word, up to your spirit, up to you, oh God. God, I thank you for the ability to come before you and ask you to cover the hearts of your people. Change the hearts of your people that's not in tune with you, oh God. God, change their hearts that they will desire you even the more in their hearts, oh God. God, give them the heart to want to be saved. Give them a heart to want to know you, oh God. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Change the city. Change the county. Change the state. Change the village. Change the suburbs, God. Give the leaders that you put in place, that we put in place, give them a heart for the people, oh God. Change their mindset. Where they don't see people as numbers, as votes. They see them as people, the people of God. God, teach them how to care for the people, the have-nots. not just the have, but the have not. God, touch their heart. Touch their heart. Thank you, Minister Tina. God, touch their hearts. We need you even the more, oh Lord. We need you even the more. We need you to just come in, God, and just have your way in our hearts. Take away the stony heart, oh God. Take it away, oh Lord. For God, if your people who are called by your name, if they would just give you control over their heart, give you the control over their mind, oh God, and just know that once we give it to you, God, we don't have to take it back. We don't want to play in and out. We don't want to play it. But God, I give you total control of my mind and my heart. God, we ask you for peace in our heart. Peace in our heart, oh Lord. Everybody's heart is not, do not have peace. Some people's hearts are broken into pieces. God, we ask you to mend the brokenhearted. Mend the misunderstood. Mend the mishandled, oh God. Mend the heart of the people. God, so many people are hurting right now. Hearts are broken. Heart is in a place of despair. Heart is in a place of disbelief. Heart is in a place of unbelief, God. We ask you to cover our hearts, oh God. Heal our hearts. Yes, God. God, we ask you for peace. God, we ask you for peace in our family, oh Lord. God, we ask for peace in our family. We ask you for peace. Give us the heart and the mind to ask you for peace and love in our family, oh God. For the don't want to. I just can't. The unforgiveness, oh God. Those that have hurt ones in the family, God, touch their heart and their mind that they will go back to the family and say, I'm sorry. Touch the heart and mind of the ones that's been hurt to open their mouths and tell a person that they hurt their feelings, they hurt them. God, give them the heart and the mind to receive it. That when somebody in the family tell them, you hurt me, you disrespected me. God, teach the family how to go back and teach and talk with one another. Love on one another. God, take us back. Take us back to that place, oh God. God, they're my people who are called by my name. Oh God, teach us how to humble ourselves. Teach us how to recognize when we're walking in our forgiveness. We're carrying it in our family. We're holding it in our heart. We can't clear our minds because we keep sitting back in the place of unforgiveness, oh God. Lord, I want to just ask you right now, teach us, God. Teach us. Teach us. Teach us. Teach us how to pray, oh Lord, one for another. Teach us how to pray for ourselves, oh God. God, when we're not in the place that we need to be, God, give us a want to be with you. Give us a want to be in front of you. Give us a want to lay before you. Give us a want to open up our mouth and say, God, I need you. I need you, oh Lord. God. If we have to sing it out, God, give us a want to get a point across to ourselves that we're trying to get across to you. God, I need you, oh Lord. I need peace in my life. I need understanding that I need peace in my life. God, this world needs to understand it. It needs peace. Peace, peace, peace. Where you won't just think about yourself, but you think about your neighbor. You won't just think about yourself, but you think about others. You won't just think about yourself, but even in this time that we're dealing with the COVID, you will say, this is what they said is best. I don't want to get sick, and I don't want to make anybody else sick. God, give us a peace of mind to think about someone else. Oh, God, I just ask you, cover every family. This is still a holiday season where people are still hurting. Their hearts are still hurting because their minds are stuck in yesterday. What if, God, for the brokenhearted, oh, God, mend their hearts, oh, God. I ask them to open their hearts and let you in. Some of us are still mourning, oh, God. People try to put a time limit on your mourning, but give it to God and let God take you to that place to be healed, to bring on acceptance of his will. God, I just ask you right now, Lord, the brokenhearted, heal the brokenhearted. Send peace to the brokenhearted. Give peace to the brokenhearted. I'm asking the brokenhearted to accept the peace of God. Yes. Accept the peace of God. Yes. If I'm going to take a break right now, I've read what Apostle Elect put on there. We have some people on Blog Talk that would like to pray. I want to know if anyone's on Blog Talk that would like to pray. If so, please come on right now. Give me your name. Tell me where you're calling from. And just go on and pray whatever God has put on your heart to pray about. The lines are open.
Amen. If no one is available or ready, Minister Sylvia, I would like to pray for people that are working in the various governments and the various facilities and organizations that are dealing with installational and institutional and different types of racism and various just anything they're combating with that needs God's love.
Yeah.
Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We repent for sins of commission and omission. Every deed that has been done or said or even conceived in our heart that might not be pleasing in your sight. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to release your miraculous blessing of agape love, to release your miraculous blessing of that which teaches us to be kind, that which teaches us to love one another, that which teaches us how beautiful we are in your sight. God, thank you for allowing the human race to be one race. God, thank you for your unconditional love that is selfless. It's even that, God, it demonstrates unconditional love, unconditional giving, unconditional prayer, unconditional servitude. God, we thank you for we're not just walking around in a physical romantic love, but God, we're walking in the unconditional agape love of God. God, we thank you that even your word in 1 Corinthians reminds us, but I say to the unmarried and to the widows, that is a practical manner, that it is good if you remain single and entirely devoted to the Lord as I am. But if they do not have sufficient self-control and they should marry, it is better to marry than to burn with passion. But to the married I give instructions, but the Lord, the wife is not to separate herself from her husband. God, teach us how to walk in that love that's more than affectionate love, that's more than sexual love, that's more than this platonic love. But God, it's a love that's unconditional. And God, that same love we take on our jobs, God, because we love you, God. And we know that when we're going to work out, that our husbands and our spouses, they're praying with us and they're praying for us, God. God. We're dealing with so much institutional racism. We're dealing with so much institutional microaggressions and micro inequalities, God. Thank you for teaching us how one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. God, we thank you for everyone on this line, praying for people that are in leadership and even those that are peers and those that are subordinates. God, teach us how to submit to the authority that's appointed over us, God, even when it's our husbands, even when it's our parents. God, teach us how to not only be submissive on the job, but how to navigate through the institutional racism, how to navigate through the institutional microaggressions, how to navigate through the institutional microaggressions. In the name of Jesus, microequalities go. In the name of Jesus, microaggressions go. In the name of Jesus, God, as we use these things to teach us how to be better leaders, not only in the body but in our homes, God, teach us the gifts that we have in one another. Teach us, God, we look around this world and we see all of these races working together, but we see a lack of unity in other races, God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, cause us to be like that three-strand cord of a marriage. Cause us to be like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God. Teach us how to help one another. Teach us how to encourage one another. God, teach us how to be that which you called us to be, God. We want to serve you with our whole heart, God. We want to give you everything that you called us to give you, God. Our heart, our minds, our souls. God, teach us. Teach us to be teachable. Teach us to be those that give out the love that we want to receive. God, teach us to be walking, living epistles read of men. God, teach us how even when we work for those people that are racist, even when we work for those people that are practicing microaggressions, God, teach us how to love them until we love that hate out of them, until we love that judgmental attitude out of them, God, and the miraculousness of God. You will cause them to have favor towards us, not even knowing why, God, but it'll be because of your unconditional love. It'll be because of your wisdom. For you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Give us the wisdom of how to work with people. Give us the wisdom of how to change the heart of people by allowing them to watch us. And as we love them in spite of all that they say and do, God, they say, I want to serve the God of Margot. I want to serve the God of Tony. I want to serve the God of Katina. I want to serve the God of Sheila. I want to serve the God of Antoine. I want to serve the God of Serena. I want to serve the God of Troy, because we serve the one and only true and living God. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let the Word of God stand up in us on our jobs, God. Let the Word of God stand up in us in the classroom, wherever we are, God, let them see your agape love. Let them see your word manifested through us. Let them see your gifts manifested through us, God. Let us do everything that we need to do in order for them to see you, God. Not to see us, but in order for them to see you. For your agape love will obliterate and annihilate and destroy every element, every atom, every unit of institutional racism, that which we know our money says in God we trust. But do we really trust you, God? Do we really trust you, God? Teach us how to trust you even in the middle of whatever's going on in our job, whatever's going on in the relationships that we're in. God, cause not only the wife to submit to her husband, but cause the husband to submit to you so that there will be no problem with submission, not even on the job. Many things on our job look like it's microaggressions. It looks like it's racism, but what it is a lack of submission. God, teach us how to work together as a group, as a family. Teach us about the unity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach us the unity that's required for that three-strand cord. Because in order for it to be a three-strand cord, it has to be neatly tightened together. Teach us, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to pray? Is there anyone
Good
on
evening,
Facebook?
Good evening,
Saint. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Minister Margo.
This is Minister Margo, and I'd just like to add a brief prayer for the prayers tonight based on Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th and the 7th verse. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your instruction. We thank you for what you've given us in word, telling us that we don't have to worry. No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're facing, jobs, professionally, personally, mentally, emotionally, physically, no matter what it is, we don't have to worry about anything. All we have to do is pray. All we have to do is pray to you, God. All we have to do is make our requests made known to you, God. Oh, thank you, Father, because we know we can count on you. We know that you hear us. We know that you love us. We know that you care. We know that you've always been there because you said you'd never leave us or forsake us. So whatever it is, we can bring it to you. Whatever it is, we can bring it to our Father because we're your children and you love us. You've given us everything. You gave us your Son. You sacrificed him. He sacrificed his life. And where our prayers are covered by his blood, that you don't look on us in our state, but you look at the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice that he made for us. So we need not worry or fret because it's already been done. He's already opened the door. He's already made the way. He's already done everything that needs to be done. All we need to do is trust. All we need to do is trust him. All we need to do is trust him. Trust God, saints. Trust him. Hallelujah. Trust him. Praise your name, Jesus. We trust you. We believe you. We love you. We come to you, and we know we will be heard. We know you're never too busy. We know it's never too late. We know it's never too small. We know it's never too big. Whatever we have in our hearts, on our minds, we can bring it to you. We can bring it to you in prayer, and you will give us your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. You said you would guide our hearts and our minds, God, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, and we praise you, and we love you because you loved us first. In Jesus' name we pray and give you a thanks, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo. Thank you, Apostle Elect Cecilia. Thank you, ladies, for that awesome prayer. Is there anyone else on Facebook would like to write something in to pray for them? Hey, Charlotte, thanks for joining in. Or is it anyone else on Blog Talk Radio would like to pray at this time?
Minister Sylvia, while you're waiting for someone else to pray, is there anything that you would like for us to pray?
I would like for you all to pray for the young people as well as praying for Pastor Troy Thomas.
Amen. Just waiting to see if someone else wanted to pray, because there are others on the line. Okay, while we're waiting, is it okay if I pray again, Minister Sylvia?
Yes, please, go right ahead.
Father God, we pray for our youth. The Word of God says to train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they shall not depart from it. So, Father, we thank you for our youth. We thank you, God, that they're learning not only to trust you, God, but to obey you, to love you, to give you all of them, God. God, teach us how to be those walking, living epistles read of men that the children can read. And God, when they read us, they see that we love you. We love you with our hearts, our minds, and everything that we are. We pray for the youth. We pray for the protection of the youth. We pray for the minds and the hearts of the youth. We pray for the longevity of the youth, God. Let the youth become older saints so that they can be the women of Zion, wailing and travailing and lamenting for the youth from the generations to the generations to the generations, God. We ask you to protect the youth. God, we ask you to help us to lift up Jesus so that you can draw all men unto you. God, help us to show the youth how we love them and how we love you. God, if the youth can even show the adults, because there's youth that can lead people to Jesus. God, we ask you to use them at a young age. Use them as ministers and prophets and evangelists and teachers. God, use them for your glory. There's nothing wrong with becoming a youth pastor at 8 years old, at 9 years old. God, even teach them how to pray like the young man used to pray with us on Madison, God. He was only 5 years old, and yet he would pray and walk around the church with us for hours and hours and hours. He was praying so much so until the other youth that were older than him went to sleep, but he was still yet praying at 5 years old, God. The five-year-old saints, God. The six-year-old saints, God. Use them for your glory. The 12-year-old, the 10-year-old saints, use them for your glory. The minstrels, the pastors, the teachers, use them for your glory, God. Let there be an overtake of the ministry of you amongst the youth, God. In the classrooms, yes, God. In the gyms, yes, God. In the organizations, in the clubs, yes, God. Turn them to you, God. Change their partners in the name of Jesus. Instead of now doing the latest dance, whatever it's called, cause them to dance for you. They could dance like David. We're dancing out of their clothes for you, God. They can praise you. They can give you a Shabbat. They can clap their hands. They can yell. They can do whatever it takes, God, to give you all of them. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our youth, God. We pray for their education, God. We pray for their health from their head to their toe, from the inside out, that they'll be healed, whole, and healthy. In the name of Jesus, God, change their appetites that they want more of you, their hunger and thirst for you after your righteousness, God. Cause them to submit to their parents as they submit to you, God. In the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory. Cause them to submit to the teachers that are looking to you for which cometh their help, God. For their help comes from the Lord. God, have the children ask you for wisdom. For if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And that includes the children, God. Let them ask you for wisdom at a young age. In the name of Jesus, draw them nigh to you, God. The minstrels, the preachers, the teachers, the clerics, draw them nigh to you, God. We're praying for our youth. We're praying that they will ask and they will seek and that they will knock and that you would let them know that you're perfecting those things that are concerning them, God. So thank you for the perfecting of the youth. Thank you for the protection of the youth. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that's covering them, the blood of Jesus that's redeeming them. God, we thank you for the youth, God. We thank you that they will receive your Holy Ghost so that he will be able to empower them and that he will cause them to want to abide in you and let your word abide in them, God. We thank you for the fresh oil, the all-consuming fire that's falling on the youth for your glory, God. Fire from heaven. Favor from heaven. Generational favor. Favor in the classroom. Financial blessings on the children and the wisdom of what to do, God, with those finances. In the name of Jesus. Give them your word, that rhema word that will cause them to do things your way, that will say, God, what must I do to bless you? What must I do to serve you, God? Have them have a testimony that declares and decrees that whatever you say, God, be it unto them whatever it is according to your word, God. Cause the youth to say, not my will, but your will be done in the name of Jesus. Cause them to submit, God, to you, to walk with you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Increase in the youth and decrease the demonic forces that are trying to steal our youth in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory. Amen and amen.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Apostle Lex. So I want to know if there's anyone else on the line would like to pray before we go to the next prayer. Okay, well, Father God, I thank you right now, Lord, for this opportunity to pray for healing. Pray for the healing power that you have. God, pray that you send your angels to minister to Pastor's servant Troy Thomas right now, oh God.
Yes.
We know that he loves you. He loves you with his whole heart, God. Where the evil man tried to sneak in unaware, tried to sneak in and take him out. But God, I thank you for sending in the right surgeon. I thank you for sending him to the doctor at the right time, before, not after. God, I thank you for everything that happened, happened. I thank you for when he COVID, oh God, you said not so. I thank you, Lord, for touching the man of God to let him see that you are real. Your power is real. God, that he will be a living, walking testimony. That every time he opens his mouth, he can say what God has proven to me, what God has done, what he has given me. God, I thank you for him right now. Let him follow instructions. Thank you for the people that you put around him, God, to cover him, to keep him, to help him stay on point. I thank you for Mel, oh God. I thank you for Apostle Thomas, Antoine. God, I thank you for Jaden. I thank you, Lord, for his children. I thank you for everyone that's around him, making sure that the pastor is taken care of. God, I thank you for his leader that's praying for him, over him, and with him. God, I thank you for everyone that has checked on him, that has called to make sure that he's staying in place. God, I thank you for your vessel. Lord, I thank you for your vessel. God, I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. God, that you did not let it go another way. God, I thank you for listening to him. God, thank you for opening up his heart. Not just through the surgery, but through your loving kindness. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. God, for I praise you for him. I praise you with him. And I praise you, God, because you thought enough of him to say not so, not now, not yet. God, I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your healing power.
Yes.
God, I thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
God, I thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you. Better than before. Better than before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than before. Pastor yeah. Troy, I hear people say better than before. Change our surroundings, oh Lord. Teach us that when we walk, we've got to walk blessed. When we talk, we got to talk blessed.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and these things we pray in Jesus' name. Peace. For your word
peace,
says
God.
In Luke 18:1, that man ought to always pray, not faint. God, don't let us faint on you right now. Don't let us faint on you right now. You said many are chosen. Many are chosen. But a lot of us don't choose the calling, God. A lot of us don't even accept it. So that is, many want to be chosen, many want to be called. But God, teach us how to accept the true calling. Teach us how to want the true calling and to operate in it truly, oh God.
Yes, God.
You were called, but do you want to walk as a chosen one?
No,
we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Many of us think we've been chosen, but God, did you choose? Did you choose us? Teach us to praise, to know the difference. Ah, between your calling or our persuasion of ourselves. God, teach us. Open our eyes to ourselves. We have to show us what you see. Show us what you see, oh God. Show us when we don't have it right. That we can come back before you and ask you, God, get that right there.
Yes, Lord.
Get that right there. Get that right there.
Yes,
God. God, I thank you. Thank you. I thank you for even when we operate in the spirit, even when our body say, I don't feel like it. But God, I thank you. I thank you when you say, do what I say because you said yes.
Yes,
God,
Lord,
I thank you for my yes, oh God.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Yes.
Apostle Elect Cecilia. God, cover me. Cover everyone that's listening in, looking in, and touching and agreeing with us, oh God. Those that's doing it live and those that will be in the archives and those that will view this video later. God, I thank you for covering them in their household and every family member in sight. For God, your love is true. Your blessings is true. For God, we give you all the honor. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. For when the blessings go up, when the blessings go up, we're sending blessings back up to you, God. Not just praises up to you for the blessings to come down, but we're sending the blessings back up to you, oh God. Because we bless your name. We bless you, oh Lord.
Holy name, God.
We bless your name, oh God.
We bless,
your
holy name.
Without even asking, we blessing you, oh God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
For the rest of my life, I say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Thank you all for joining in on tonight. Apostle, like, you have any closing words?
No, ma'am. Just thank you for the prayer. I'm sure that it blessed a lot of people. And just thank you for the honor of letting Minister Margo and I pray with you on tonight. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Minister Margo, you have any closing words?
Only to say that God bless you. Minister Sylvia, God bless you and keep you. God bless you, woman of God. Continue doing what God is telling you to do. Continue to set the atmosphere. Continue to listen and follow his instructions. You shall be blessed, and you shall be blessed, and you shall be blessed of the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Apostle and Minister Margot, I receive it, and I thank you all for just following God's word, following God's instruction to come on the air and pray, because a lot of times people don't know if someone's on Blog Talk, they hear us talk about it. But I thank you all for helping this go out, WWW, World Wide Web. I thank you for helping God's word get out into all the highways and the byways, because one thing we will not come up is short, because we did what we told God we would do. Even when discouragement comes, we will encourage one another. I thank you all for, again, for joining us. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Now, on today, again, was first Monday of the new year and first Monday of the month, which is Dr. Serena Wright, but due to previous engagement obligations she had, she was not able to make it, so God allowed me, Apostle-elect, and Minister Margot McCord to step in. So for those of you who don't know, her name is Apostle-elect Sylvia Kaiser. We will be back here this Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio. I will be your host speaker for that night. Please tune in, and we will see what God tells us to do Friday. How do we know? He may tell us to pray again. He may have somebody to split the screen with me that wants to pray. But we're going to do what God told us to do. That is my New Year's resolution this year, was to get closer to God and follow his instructions. It was no losing, no weight, and I'm going to eat less. I ain't going to tell myself that story. So you know I ain't going to tell it to you. So we will be here Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be here Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser, 9:30 a.m. Please call in at 310-861-2354. Linda Walker, thank you for tuning in. Jim, thank you for tuning in. I love you, too. That's my family, and that's one of my dearest friends, Linda. Thank you for tuning in. Next Monday, we're going to see if Pastor Servant Troy will be doing the second Monday. We're going to see. We're going to see what God says, because Pastor Troy is healing right now. He's under God's care. So with you all praying for Pastor Troy, P-R-A-Y, not P-L-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y, but P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. Please be praying for Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. We want to just say, please tune in next Monday at 8 p.m. to see who and what God will be having for us to eat off the plate of the Lord. So I want to say thank you all. Thank you all, Facebook, for listening in. Before we go, I'm going to ask Blog Talk, do anyone have anything to say before we go? Because if not, just bask and base yourself in the word of God and just stay faithful and strong. Blog Talk, do you have anything to say? Okay, and I pray that everyone on Blog Talk was blessed tonight, and that God bless them and their household. Facebook Live, thank you all for joining in. Thank you all for tuning in. And thank you for supporting this ministry, because what God has for you, it is for you. And don't let nobody talk you out of having favor with God. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust, okay? But I say, stay in the place of being just. Just in God's favor. Just in God's hand. Just in God's love. Just stay first in God's eye. Good night, everyone.